30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Hey, welcome to Life Matters this morning. I'm Nancy Douglas. Tom, my co-host, is on vacation this week, so I'm going it alone. We're going to have a couple of guys from the JCs, Nick Ponsby, who is the current president of the Lake Geneva JCs, as well as Ryan Lash, who is the chair for Venetian Fest. I think he's just the chair this year, and I don't think there's co-chair. So Ryan's heading this up with his team, and we are looking forward to a great Venetian Fest. Ryan, by the way, is also a new dad, so when you see him, tell him congratulations of a little baby boy who is just the most adorable thing. And we hope that little Archer gets to come to Venetian Fest for a couple hours so we can ooh and ah over him. But anyway, those two are going to join me to talk about all kinds of stuff. Venetian Fest, of course, is coming up starting August 14th. We have some new stuff this year, and those guys are going to talk about it. And then I kind of saw Mike Mason walking around here. Now, he's normally just here during the weeks in the afternoon to get you home from work, but he's apparently doing some extra work this weekend. And I think I'm going to pull him in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about headlines. Yeah, that's at the end of the show. But coming up next, we've got the guys from the Lake Geneva JCs, Nick and Ryan. We're going to talk Venetian Fest. That's next, right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Two of my favorite people at my favorite time of the year join me this morning. We have Ryan Lash, who is, well, you're the co-chair, right, of Venetian Fest?
Chairman. I'm the chairman.
You're the chair? Yeah. I didn't know if there were two of you this year.
It's usually me, and my cousin helps out a lot,
right.
So Jake.
Okay.
He's the co-chair.
Okay. And then we have Nick Ponsby. You have decided to, you're the president this year.
Yeah, I'm the president for this term.
Right. So, first of all, Godspeed. No, I'm just kidding. I think this is probably a fun organization to run out, except for like 11 months or the 1 month out of the year. Like 11 months is great, but then August is scary.
It's a little hectic.
Yeah.
It can be a little hectic in August.
It's a little crazy,
yeah.
But the organization's been around for, 62 years,
mm-hmm.
So it pretty
right.
much runs itself at this point.
Right. That's true. Except that you've got a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Which is great, because the base Venetian Fest, the base festival, is always cool. No matter what, everybody has fun, raises a lot of money, very safe environment. It's just a great family fun event. But then you start adding to it, and you do different things. That how much more awesome can it be? Like, seriously.
We're trying to make it, you know, just like 1% better every year, and then it'll just continue to grow.
And then you end up making it 10% better.
Right.
And so right. So normal venue this year, right? Beer tent, carnival in two places still, or?
So yeah, the carnival is always in Flatiron Park, like the main carnival, and then there's always a kiddie land that's up in Seminary Park. And so one of the things that we're doing a little different this year is we're expanding the kiddie land a little bit.
Ah.
So on Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be a lumberjack show that's going to do, I think, 3 shows per day.
Cool.
So that'll be cool. It's like a 25 to 30 minute show each. And I think those shows will be at 2, 4, and 6.
So what do they do? What do the lumberjacks do? Let's see.
I'm not entirely sure what events they're having. It depends on like the size of the show.
I see. Okay. Log rolling.
Yep, they're doing log rolling because that was one of the things where we had to fill up a pool for them. So that was one of the things that we needed to make sure we got done for them.
That's cool.
So yeah, log rolling, and I'm sure some sort of just wood chopping.
Cross-cut sawing, axe mm-hmm. throwing, dragster chainsaw competition, maybe. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
That's cool. That's a great addition over there.
Yeah.
The Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. That's awesome. So what else is new?
We're excited for that.
Yeah.
We're going to do, it's called a Touch a Truck. This will be the first annual Touch a Truck mm-hmm. for the JCs. So from noon to 5 on Saturday, we've got a handful of companies that are just bringing in their big trucks. I think like the street department's bringing in a couple dump trucks, a loader,
a fire truck possibly.
We might have a military vehicle out there.
Cool.
Like a ready mix truck, you know, just big trucks kids can come and look at and
climb on,
give kind of the wow factor to them, you know, kids love trucks.
They do.
So
they
we'll have a bunch of those out there.
My husband used to participate, you know, he sells construction equipment and he used to participate in, I think it was Man Brothers that mm-hmm. did, or maybe not, but anyway, they did a digging show
mm-hmm.
or a digging day or something. And they had this great big, huge piece of property and the kids could actually get up in things and they would show them how to dig stuff.
Oh my gosh,
that was so much fun.
I don't think the street department would be happy if we tore up their park though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The parks department wouldn't be happy if we tore up their park.
That's true.
The street department wouldn't be happy that they'd have to fix it.
Right. But you know, job security. I mean, really. But they have so much fun, just like the hands-on stuff is so much fun. Like, they don't even know. It's just a little mini excavator or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're climbing all over it, and they think it's great. So that's fantastic.
Right, and we're going to have a couple food booths up there. I think we're going to have, like a barbecue truck. We'll have, I think, an ice cream truck up there.
Oh.
And then maybe some kettle corn and some lemonade.
Yeah.
So just starting out,
kids
you know.
Stuff. Yeah.
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 I mean, like, we're in the beginning stages of developing this, so, like, this is the first year of really expanding it, and we'll just kind of build on it from
there.
Yeah. See how it goes.
That's great. I mean, you have the space. You might as well use it.
Right?
And if you can add something that the kids are going to love,
mm-hmm.
duh.
Yeah. I'm trying to just make it more family-friendly and, you know, investing in those areas.
Sure. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So, what else? Oh, let's talk for a minute about this half-price ticket deal.
Pre-sale carnival tickets. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's,
this is the first year for this.
Yep. This is also something new. We're selling them at various locations. Spiegelhof Insurance, Magpies in town, Lake City Social, and I think Next Door Pub has them at both locations.
Right.
$20 will get you 6 ride tickets. Now, it's not like a ride ticket where you need 6 tickets to get on a ride.
Right.
This ride, each individual ride ticket will get you on any individual ride.
So no matter, right.
So $20 gets you 6 rides, basically.
And that's
about 50% off, like,
that's huge.
Getting them at the carnival.
Right.
So
I know you started selling those at the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
And my husband was there and was ecstatic about buying these tickets for the grandkids already. He's like, oh, I don't care which kids use them, but look, I got a stack of it or whatever.
Right.
And brings it up. Every other week. Don't forget, we have those half price. Don't forget, we have those ride tickets for the kids. Don't forget. So I said, boy, those ride tickets make you almost as excited for Venetian Fest as I am every year for Venetian Fest. Because as you know, this is my favorite summertime event of the year.
Yeah, it's the end of summer bash. And mm-hmm. it just makes you feel like, where'd the time go?
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of summer already. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the end of summer already.
Yeah. I know. My grandkids live in Indianapolis. They started school a few days ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. Which I was kind of always for that year-round school type plan because I think the smaller gaps in between learning is probably better for them. But
I can see that.
I was like, holy cow, it's July. Like, you're starting school in July, but that's their schedule. But we're talking with Nick and Ryan from the Lake Geneva JCs about the 62nd annual Venetian Fest. It's coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Now.
So. 2 weeks. Jeez, time flies.
It does. It does. Does it make you panic? Like, you don't have everything?
No, it's funny. I think I'm used to it at this point.
Right.
but I was talking to Keith, our marketing director, last night, and he's like, is it always like this? Like, are you always... He's like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, nah, yeah, you get over it.
Yeah.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, we're good, man.
Yeah,
we got everything
it's
under
like
control.
Planning a party and then saying, I wonder if anybody's going to come to my party.
Right.
And then you get there and everybody comes to the party and brings a plus one. So, it's always great. It starts August 14th. First night of entertainment is different.
Yep. Bella Kane is no longer with us. So this night, Wednesday night, will be Sons of Scani, which is basically it's the toys they rebranded themselves.
Right. So, right. And yeah. We've seen them here and there, mm-hmm. And they're fantastic.
They are good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see them on that stage.
We think that'll be good for us. Mm-hmm. It'll be good Wednesday night.
Right.
Wednesday night's always been a great night because it's the opening night. So, you mm-hmm. know, everybody wants to come down there and, you know, buy all their beer tokens for the first time. So,
do they really come down and buy them ahead?
Some will buy beer tokens for the whole week.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we usually see them again on Friday, buying more beer tokens.
Right. I was going to say, if you have them, it seems like you would just use them.
Yeah.
Lunch Money Bullies is back on Thursday.
Yep.
We love them.
Yep.
Those guys are super funny, too.
Yeah, they're just a fun band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of crazy. And then new on Friday, Kelly Daniels.
Oh, he was with us last year.
On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was a different day for some reason.
No, he was Friday last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's good. Country? He's a good one. He's a good one.
He's got a cool story, too.
Yes, for sure.
He talks about when he's in the middle of his show. And
yeah.
Yeah, he's fun.
He is fun. Now, during the day, don't forget the Bago tournament on Saturday. Are you still taking people to sign up?
Yeah.
It's not full yet? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you can just go to the, like just Google Lake Geneva JCs and click on Venetian Fest and all that stuff comes up.
Right.
So you need to register for the bags competition. Is it, like if people show up, if you're not full, if people show up that morning, can they play?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's probably going to be, I mean, there usually is like an opening or two. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is a popular Bago tournament.
Yeah, there's usually some good prizes. So
there's usually some good mm-hmm. prizes, and there's some really good players.
Yeah,
Danielle.
I'm sure she's listening.
I say that every single year. Mm-hmm. Every single year.
They're actually helping us with some prizes this year too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Well, they should. They've won them all.
Right.
Pete's sake. Rebecca and the Grey Notes is playing on Saturday as well. Tell me about Rebecca. I read a little bit about her story, but acoustic, she's going to be great that day.
Yeah, I hope so.
Ryan's like, yeah, what else is there to say?
Yeah, I that's the entertainment director. He sets up the bands. I'm like,
I know.
Are they good? Do we have band set? That's my job just to make sure.
Are the contracts signed?
Yes.
And that's all I need to know. I think she's going to be great. She's going to be a good acoustic background to mm-hmm. everything that's going on, but yet the focus, because I did a little bit of research on her, love her story, and she sounded great. So
awesome.
I'm excited to hear that one too. You know, this has never been really popular on Saturday night. hardly nobody comes on Saturday night to see Two Hype Crew. Like nobody listens.
Yeah. This we were looking at it the other day. This will be 11 years.
I was going to say, is it 10 years. Or 11? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year
and they're amazing. And you know what? Even though there's not a lot you can do to change the genre which they perform,
mm-hmm.
it's a different show every time.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. It's a completely different show every time. And they're just simply some of the most talented people you will watch on stage.
Yeah. I mean, like they show up and it takes them maybe an hour to get all their equipment set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're ready to rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, very professional.
They are.
And
they're so good at it. Yeah,
yeah.
They're just so good at it. So
yeah.
Make sure you see that. I love that Rock Central is performing again.
Mm-hmm.
I know that these music schools today do it so much different, where it's not just going in with, you know, the lady that smells like mothballs and learning how to, you know, play piano and stuff, that you actually learn your instrument, but you also learn to play with a group. And Rock Central is the epitome of teaching kids how to perform.
Right.
Not
collaborate.
Just, yeah.
Right.
And I love to see them on the stage, whether it's kids or adults or whoever is performing on their behalf. I love to see that. Absolutely love it. And then in the afternoon on Sunday, one of my favorites, Big Al.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Big Al Wetzel.
He's a staple around here.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. We had him at our Halloween party mm-hmm. last year over at Magpies, and I'm pretty sure we're going to do that again.
Oh.
Because I just, anywhere he goes, I love him. We also had him play at our, we did a Christmas party at the Southern Stop, But it was between Christmas and New Year's, and it was the Christmas party for the self-checkout employees, which is all of us, right? And he came and played at that. That was a huge success. It was awesome. The Venetian All-Stars is playing on Sunday as well. That's earlier in the afternoon. And that's just kind of a group of, I don't know, just kind of a group
of. It's a mashup of all kind of like local artists.
Right.
From,
just
not really
a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're
awesome.
They're a bunch of locals that have played, you know, in separate various different bands throughout the years. And I think Anthony put them together for the first time a few years ago, and they're awesome.
Yeah, for the the pre-summer launch
party
this year at Magpies.
Right.
They played and they did it. They were awesome.
Who is playing Sunday night?
Sunday night?
I didn't print it.
It's the Venetian All Stars.
Sunday night is the Venetian All Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's after. Right. Yeah. I'm just not looking at the right thing. Sorry. I'm overwhelmed with all the cool information this year. It's just going to be great. It's absolutely going to be great. Fireworks to music right here on Lake 96.1. We also have the boat show and the water ski show on Sunday afternoon, or the boat parade and the water ski show on Sunday afternoon right before the fireworks. Taking entries for the boat parade, I take it.
Yep.
You just want to call Gage.
Yeah. Gage, or go on the Venetian website.
Oh.
And there's a sign up page there.
That's cool. That's good. So if you have a boat, what's the theme this year?
It's the golden anniversary is what we're calling it. Because this is our 62nd year.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization was started in 1962.
Oh, so, the golden birthday kind of thing.
Kind of like a golden birthday.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
I don't know.
Are we doing a tribute to Sturge?
There is a little tribute to Sturge.
When is it? During the?
I think it's going to be at the ribbon cutting.
Okay.
Yeah. So Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I miss him.
Yeah. He was awesome.
So when I started emceeing the boat parade for you, it was because Sturge was likely not going to be able to continue to do it. And so Harold Freestad from Lake Geneva Cruise Line and me and Sturge for a couple years did it, all three of us, and then kind of just me and Harold, and then it's been me and whoever else since then. But he had more stories than anyone ever and could fill that time between boats with Harold would just look at him and say, well, and he would just start talking. And it was just great historical stories about Lake Geneva and the area. And so that's very cool that we're going to pay tribute to him. He was a force to be reckoned with, especially with the JCs. I know that.
Yeah. The charter president. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
He's the one that started it all.
Yeah. He was awesome. So, Nick, talk to me a little bit about what we do all this work for.
So, the Venetian Fest is our largest fundraiser, and that allows us to, basically all that money that we raise goes right back to the community. I mean, some of the donations we made this past couple of months, I mean, we just donated $6,800 to the American Legion Post 327. Out in Lyons, they're reconstituting the post there.
Oh, nice.
So we helped get them seed fund to start that organization
up
again. So good luck to them. And they'll be down at Venetian as a food vendor in our, I forget what they're even cooking, some barbecue and some like Hawaiian roll, spring roll type thing.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So yeah, come down, check it out. you know, Cub Scouts, you know, funding, you know, sponsoring them to get through summer camp, which is a huge, you know, if you're into Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts, that's a huge thing for to be a part of, and scholarships and food banks. And this year what we got our blood drive coming up here August 26th, which will be at the American Legion Post here in town.
So if you do it on August 25th, that's just enough time for your blood to be clear from ideally. Your Venetian fast activities. No, that's great. Where is that blood drive at? Where?
It's going to be at the American Legion Hall.
Okay.
Is it post 24?
Yeah.
Here in town.
Right. So lots of stuff coming up, and then of course your holiday giving campaigns. You do Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our golf outing, which sells out every year. We do it at Evergreen, which funds our Thanksgiving generosity and Christmas generosity programs, which we supply for Thanksgiving. We supply all the Thanksgiving dinners to all the food, four or five different food pantries within Walworth County. And then, you know, Christmas generosity, helping lower income families that are struggling throughout the year, you know, making sure they have Christmas just like everyone else.
Right. I mean, I just think it's amazing what you guys do. And like I said, I have, I've said this many times before, that it is imperative that we have programs or organizations in our community that mentors younger people. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them. Okay. Because you guys, you have to, once you turn 40, you're out.
Right.
Well, sort of. You're supposed to be out. I know that there are some 40-year-olds that are not out, that, you know, they continue to be loyal and come back and help with events and things over and over and over again. But ultimately, you're mentoring men in this community that are, you know, that are going to continue to pay that forward. And that's what you encourage. And you encourage, you know, just getting immersed in the community, not just involved, but you guys are immersed in the community. Like so many people depend on you guys for, you know, like just like the Christmas and Thanksgiving generosity. Mm-hmm. Where would some of these families be if we didn't have organizations like yours who were making like a concentrated effort, not just throwing a $500 or $1,000, you know, at a donation, like a concentrated effort. You guys even, like for Christmas, you guys go shopping for these people, right?
Yeah.
Like you have fun and the wives get involved and it's just, it's like I said, it's not just being involved. It's just throwing yourselves into the community, and we need organizations like this.
Well, I think one of the coolest donations that we made within the last couple of years was seeding $20,000 for the Walworth County Reading Project.
Yes. I love that. How's that going, by the way? I need to get her in here and talk. We need to talk about the reading project.
Oh, absolutely.
Again.
Yeah. I think it's going well. I just signed up my son for it.
Oh, that's right. Ryan's a new dad.
Yeah.
New dad, little Archer.
Yeah.
I tried to convince him to bring him this morning, and he said mom wouldn't let him. And I said, bring her too. And they're not here.
No.
That's okay. I'll just come over later. No, brand new baby boy. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the reading project's it's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were the seed money to get that thing off the ground for the county.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible what you guys do, and I think that there are very few people that brag on you about it like I do. Like, I don't think people understand the enormous amount of work and volunteerism that runs rampant through your organization, and it just, people don't realize what you guys do for the community. And I always get on, and you guys always are like, oh, stop. It's just, you know, like you don't know any better. Once you're in, you forget that you don't have to do all these things, that you're volunteers. You're just so committed.
We figured out a way to make it fun.
Exactly.
Which makes it a lot easier.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. Yep. So it's a great time. What else do we want to say about Venetian Fest? What else did we miss anything? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Food, carnivals.
Yep. Craft fair on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, craft fair.
Craft fair is always awesome.
Is Mike Springer in charge of that again?
He is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
I just need to be able to razz him about it a little bit. He's crafty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the fireworks. The fireworks, you know, that's the end of it. And you know, we're gonna have another big show this year, biggest show on the lake, you know, outside of like a private event, like a wedding or something like that, you know, at the country club. But
I don't even know if those are as big.
No.
Yeah, this is the biggest one on the lake, and
what
do we got? The 16-inch shell coming back this year.
Nah, 12-inch. Yeah, 12-inch. Couple 12-inchers.
Nice. 12-inch shells.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are the biggies.
The big boom. You can feel it.
It shakes you. Yeah. It's a super incredible tribute to, again, Sturge and the roots of the JCs, to be able to say 62 years, you know, it's growing every single year. The amount of good you are doing in the community and beyond is growing every year. And it's you should know that the community is really very proud of you guys. Like, you get this right every single year, and it's just a great time for five solid days.
Yeah. It's a bash.
I mean, come Saturday morning, we're all like, okay,
yeah.
There's two more days. And I'm even like that, and I don't really do a lot. I just stand there. Yeah. So, man, you always look back and say.
It's crazy how fast it goes, because we go from, you know, the ribbon cutting on Wednesday, and then the blink of an eye, you know, you're watching the fireworks.
Uh-huh.
And it goes by.
Yep, it does. It does. But never any regrets. You know, like, every single night's a great time. During the day with the kids, on the weekend and the craft fair and just everything, it's a good family event.
Right. And that's the whole point, is to bring people together, bring people to town.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Get more people to enjoy our awesome lake.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's just a fun time. I highly recommend it. I may be there. I don't know. You know, it's always a crapshoot.
Yeah. And don't forget pre-sale tickets.
Yes.
Go to those various locations.
What are the locations again?
Spiegelhoff Insurance, Magpies, Pen and Den. Den and Pen? Pen and Den?
Magpies, Pen and Den.
Next Door Pub. They should have them at both locations. And Lake City Social.
Mm-hmm. So Lake City Social, right in downtown Lake Geneva. Y'all know where the Next Door Pub is. If you don't know where the Next Door Pub is, have you really even been to Lake Geneva? I mean, seriously. Then, of course, there's one in Lake Como now. Spiegelhoff Insurance is... over off of Wells Street, right? Just down the street from Quick Trip.
Across the street from Quick
Trip. Across the street from Quick Trip. Oh, so it's Spiegelhoff Trip. Got
it.
Okay. And what else do we say? Magpies, also Magpies. In downtown Lake Geneva, next door to the post office. So make sure you get your half-price tickets there. It's the deal of the century, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, keep the kids happy, right?
Yep. Wristbands for carnivals are only going to be on Wednesday and Thursday this year.
Ah, okay.
So that was another change. They normally had it on Saturday. So that was us doing the pre-sale tickets is trying to help for Saturday. Since there's not going to be a wristband on Saturday, get your pre-sale tickets, and then you can ride just as many.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I love it. Nick? Anything else you can think of? Did we cover everything?
No, I think we got everything covered, and I just hope everyone comes down and has a great experience at Phoenician and Lake Geneva area.
They will. They always do.
Yeah.
Always. Always. We will see you down there, and ribbon cutting is at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, August 14th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the rest of it goes on from there.
Yep.
Becomes history.
5 to midnight, Wednesday through
They're
Friday.
Like, yeah. 5 to midnight, Wednesday
through Friday.
And then
noon to midnight, Saturday and Sunday.
Is that the beer tent?
Yeah.
And then, but the craft fair is early.
The craft fair, the craft fair on Saturday and Sunday goes from like 9 to 5.
Yeah, it's pretty early. Yeah. So, and that's always crowded.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great time. That's a great time. I missed that last year. I'm going to have to get down there this year.
There's some good crafters down there. They got some awesome stuff.
I know.
Are we sold out on that spaces yet?
No, there's still some space available
Ooh.
For the craft fair. So
okay.
Any crafters out there that want to get in on that.
That's a highly trafficked area, too. Like, good sales.
Yeah.
Good sales.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right on the lakefront, Library Park, beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a better place to have a craft fair.
I mean, honestly, really.
Right.
Yeah. So, Nick, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
And thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. And we will see you in, well, now it's just really a few days.
Yeah.
So have a great time. Remember, just Google Lake Geneva Venetian Fest, Lake Geneva JCs, whatever you want. It's all going to take you to the same place because they are top of the list at Google, and you will find all the information that you need. You can enter the boat parade. You can get the information on the fireworks. By the way, the fireworks are simulcast to music right here on Lake 96.1. And craft fair, stage lineup, beer stage lineup, all of that. Everything's brought to you by Bud Light and a huge host of sponsors, which... Tune in to Lake 96.1 for the commercials, and you can hear all of those sponsors be thanked and congratulated for being a part of this great event. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it. All right. We'll be right back right here on Lake 96.1 with more Life Matters.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Can't wait for Venetian Fest to start. Mike Mason happened to be wandering around the studio this morning. How are you, sir?
On a Sunday?
I know. Why are you here? I'm not paying you overtime.
I don't know. You know, I mean, I love this place so much. I gotta come on my day off. I had nothing to do.
Nothing? You have nothing to do? I bet your wife would argue.
She's at
that
work,
point.
So, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, as you sit back and get comfortable, I love going over headlines and going back and forth over headlines with you. And so, since I was by myself because Tom decided to take vacation and not take me with him, I know, it's hard to find good help. And the guys from Venetian Fest were lovely and talked about absolutely everything. I saw you walking by and I was like, hey, let's get Mike in here.
I only plan to be in here 30 seconds and here I am.
Too bad. Too bad. I know you're not used to talking for a lengthy period of time.
No, but I feel like I'm going to be fired up about whatever you want to talk about.
I think so, too, because I think we're on the same page as this. And I really want to start with...
What do you got?
The Olympics.
I can't watch it.
So many things. So many reasons that I can't watch it. Okay, well, first of all, can we just talk about the opening ceremony real quick? And whether or not that portion of the opening ceremonies was a quote mockery of the Last Supper or not. Can I just say something that I've repeated on this show many times, which is just because you can doesn't mean you should. And you can't tell me that during rehearsal, somebody didn't look at that and say, you know, our intent might be misinterpreted here, like wildly misinterpreted. And not maybe think twice about the presentation of that particular part of the ceremony. So, like I said, you know, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't a mockery. Maybe they weren't trying to depict the Last Supper and it was, but, and I feel like they probably were, given the fact that you go back and you look at the characters now and all of that. But again, perception is reality. And the perception is that you just completely offended Christians, millions and billions and billions of Christians all across the world.
You know, in our business, TV, radio, a big thing is, I don't know how the analogy goes, but it ends with apologize later.
Mm-hmm.
So do what you do. And then ask for forgiveness later.
Right.
And I think they did what they needed to do because they did come out and say, we're sorry.
Uh-huh.
But you can't tell me that, and now all of a sudden, you know, leftist supporters are very versed, well-versed in Greek mythology or whatever.
Right.
I'm not buying it.
Nobody is.
Not stupid.
Right.
It's a shame to see how far the Olympics have fallen. I listen to some of Snoop Dogg's music, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
90s rap, I'm all about it. I don't care. Does that mean he needs to be part of the Olympics?
I think that the reason why he got the attention that he did was because maybe one of the gymnasts used... Or somebody used his music for their floor routine or intro music or something, and somehow he got...
I've seen the footage of the opening ceremonies. I didn't watch.
No, I didn't.
I'm not a big, like...
I didn't...
I sit and watch the Olympics. I wouldn't have either.
Right.
I know most people watch the gymnasts, whatever.
Swimming and diving
swimming,
are big ones.
Yeah. Even from when I was a kid, my parents watched the Olympics, and they watched... swimming and gymnastics and all that. I've seen the headlines and I just this is why I can't watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really gone off the rails.
I think that the messages that they're trying to send, like, nobody watches the Olympics to get some kind of moral message, just like the Barbie movie. You know, everybody was so like, did you go see the Barbie movie to learn something that was to carry you through life forever?
My wife dragged me to the Barbie movie.
Right. No, I went because I thought it'd be cute.
You go because it's supposed to be fun.
Right.
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 I mean, that's why you go.
But why are you pushing life, trying to push life lessons or moral, you know, aptitude issues on me?
I saw a clip of, and I don't know what year this was, but it was it in Korea or whatever, where the 2000, was it a Japanese or whatever, mm-hmm. they were all banging on a drum at the same time. And that was the opening ceremonies. And it was so cool. To me, this was not cool. Again, I didn't watch it from start to finish. I've only seen literal, you know, the one where they're depicting,
right.
you got the Last Supper on the bottom, side by side.
Right.
I didn't see it, so maybe I can't really form an opinion on it, but I know it made a lot of people extremely upset, and mm-hmm. I can't wait to see when the ratings come
right.
in and how bad.
Yeah, but do we ever get the real story on the ratings? I mean, you know, that's the other thing. It's just like radio. Like, it can be manipulated so bad that it's not credible. You find that there's a lot of things not credible lately.
I have a question, though. So, okay, the Olympics are in Paris. The Olympics are aired on NBC. Who decided that this was going to be the opening ceremony theme?
Well,
a committee of people?
Yeah, that's the Olympic Committee.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know much.
Right, that would be an Olympic committee. NBC doesn't get to decide that.
Is it a group of people from all different mm-hmm. countries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because to me, that seems like
it's the IOC, International Olympic Committee. And then I'm sure there's subcommittees. You know, this person's in charge, this group is in charge of the opening, this group is in charge of the scheduling and stuff. Somebody was in charge of spending $1.5 billion on trying to clean up the river that the triathletes are swimming in, and they're getting out of it and they're puking because it's still so dirty. The Seine River that runs through Paris. Yeah. And so I think that that you're putting people in, it just, you could have spent $1.5 billion and built a new river. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not. And then how is it possible that this woke crap of letting biological males
I was hoping you were going to bring this up.
Compete against women made it to our highly revered traditional Olympics. How did that happen? I just don't get it.
I feel you're talking about the female boxer.
Yes.
Who lasted, 46 seconds. Just getting
pummeled. Yeah.
You know, just imagine if you're putting myself in her shoes, you train all your life, and what's your goal is to be, I don't know her history or if she had been in the Olympics before, but you train.
She's a
world
champion.
Hard.
Yeah.
You train hard.
Well, that's what people understand. This is your life. That's not a hobby for these people.
And then you have to fight mm-hmm. a man?
Right.
I don't know. It was tough to watch. Very, very tough to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very confused as to why it's being celebrated.
I don't have any idea.
On the left side
right.
of the spectrum. We know who, you know, here's my thing. People that support this don't want to hurt, you know, men's feelings by saying, listen, you're not a woman,
mm-hmm.
so you can't compete. But they're just going to say, you know what? I can't. Let's just go ahead and do it.
What about the woman? What about the actual female boxers' rights?
Ugh.
I mean, that's the problem.
I don't get it.
They're the ones that are losing their rights. And I don't think that people understand, like, the consequences. There's mental consequences, emotional, physical, obviously, because this girl did suffer injuries just within that brief 46 seconds. And then the financial issues. She probably could have gotten to the gold.
Yeah.
But she had to stop because she literally feared for her life.
You know, you see on TV or whatever, domestic violence, mm-hmm. men against women. That's basically what we watch
right.
on
How
TV.
Is this different?
But it's celebrated.
Right.
And because it's the Olympics.
Right.
And what you just said about, what did you just say? Because I was
about the financial impact as well.
Oh, I mean, they're taking opportunities away from women.
Right.
And if they were true champions of women, I just got into an argument the other day with someone because they were
shocking.
They were all about, you know, voting for Harris strictly based on her gender.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what her platform is. Just
doesn't matter what her ability is.
Honestly, right. If there was an amazing female presidential candidate, I would vote for her in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sarah Palin or whatever.
Whoever, because
it doesn't
women
matter
do
to
handles
me.
The situations different. However,
it's all about merit. It's all about merit. Can they do the mm-hmm. job? So I got
right.
into a little bit of a beef with these people, and I said, you know, you go to the profile picture and there's the septum piercing and there's the blue hair. And I'm like, here we go. I go, y'all are not true champions of women if you are okay with, you know, trans whatever competing
with a guy beating up a girl.
Women's
right.
sport. It's
right.
just, it's not. And I thought that was, they couldn't be in the Olympics if they were
yeah,
biological men. I thought.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I thought that was a thing where, like, whoever it was, the Leah Phillips. And
yeah, but that was a world thing. That wasn't the Olympics.
I don't know.
But still.
Yeah, it's
like
it's
you
tough
have
to watch.
A clear advantage.
Yeah.
Okay, you just do.
Right.
And
this is how far mm-hmm. left all of this stuff has become, and I'm telling you, I have faith that this country sees it and they're tired of it. And I hope people use their common sense when they
yeah.
go to vote in November. And I know there's going to be people that are going to vote strictly based on gender and the color of somebody's skin, which you should never base. If you're voting, if you're marching yourself to the polls, I know I'm going off on a tangent. Maybe you regret asking me in here.
Not yet.
If you're going to the polls strictly to vote for someone based on their gender or the color of their skin, you should not be going. You should not be voting. Period.
Well, who was it? One of the journalists that is constantly, I mean, sometimes you hesitate to call these people journalists anymore.
Activists. Call them activists.
Right. Because, you know, like, I'm not a journalist. This is clearly a show that invokes our opinions. Okay. This is not news. Sometimes, most of the time, what we say is factual, but it's based on our opinion and our interpretation of what we've read or what we've seen or
sure.
what we've experienced. Right. I don't come on and act like I'm Walter Cronkite and I am delivering 100% facts that I have researched,
right.
okay? That is not, I'm giving my opinions. Okay, well, what you need to understand is that's what everybody's doing now. You can't trust any of them.
Sure.
And one of them, including Fox News, like Fox News breaking news and when they're reporting from the field and they're, you know, they're gathering things because of an event or whatever, you know, all of them, okay, well, you're seeing it with your own eyes, like the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. You saw that with your own eyes. Pretty hard to make stuff up about it. The guy was allowed to get on the roof and he shot at the president and he killed and injured other people. There's no real question about this. We saw it with our own eyes. They cannot screw it up. They cannot tell you that it was something completely different. That no, you saw the video with your own eyes. But it is getting so hard to believe what you're seeing that you don't know what to believe anymore. And as long as they continue, we talked last week on the show about gaslighting. Okay.
That's what they're doing right now.
Exactly. All of a sudden, the vice president has no past. There's all these videos that she said she was for
this.
She all of a sudden, even though it was deemed that way on White House stationery press releases that she was the border czar, now all of a sudden she's not the border czar.
Again, I hope that the American people can see through it.
I think they do.
Just like Trump going to Chicago this past week. Mm-hmm. He knew what he knew. He's not a dumb. He didn't get where he was in life because he's a dumb person.
Right.
He's very smart. And he knew he was walking into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that this activist journalist who, without even saying hello, thanks for being here.
Right.
I'm going right. It's a total hit piece. Right.
Yep.
And now you're seeing the articles come out today about how I saw one today, the one the other day that said Trump's racist rant on Kamala.
Right.
Nothing he said.
Nothing.
All he did was speak fact.
Right.
That's all. You know, she chooses to be who she wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it benefits her at whatever particular time.
Right.
That's all he said.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I'm just sick of people's agendas. I can't handle it anymore.
You know, were you able to watch any of the hearings with regard to the FBI director, Secret Service director,
any of that? A little bit. I know you watch them in your office. I can't sit there and watch. I'll watch
listen
highlights.
To like background noise to me, but sometimes
shrapnel.
I do. So I can.
Isn't it amazing how these people are in? They head these agencies, and that's scary. It's scary.
Well, here's the thing. We go back to, you can put whatever spin you want on it, but the fact is that an attempted assassination was made on the president's life, and the guy was grossly neglected with regard to the Secret Service, you know, and the communication. I'm telling you, Mike, I said last week, why weren't they all communicating on one radio frequency? Like, do we need to start a GoFundMe for the Secret Service and go to Walmart and buy them some walkie-talkies so that everybody can talk to each other? They've got, like, Barney walkie-talkies and, you know, and Cinderella ones and all that kind of stuff. What would they like? We can start a GoFundMe. We can buy them radios. They can take from place to place so that everybody can communicate together, because they're saying, well, you know, we didn't make this meeting and all of this, and we had to text and call and send carrier pigeons from one side of the event. So, I mean, you know, the Secret Service funding in 2024 has been $3 billion, yet they can't communicate with the different levels of law enforcement all on one radio system. So I think a GoFundMe is in order.
Well, they definitely gave him the B team that day.
God.
And some of the DEI hires that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw, I don't know if you saw the new footage that came out. It was, I'm pretty sure it's real. It's like a point of view from behind Trump on the stage where you see the little red circle of the guy. You can see him crawling on the dangerous slanted roof. Like, you can't tell me that a sniper up there protecting the president did not. Something's not right about this whole thing. And
that's
true. It's something's wrong.
And the other thing is that.
We're going through a lot of topics here.
We really are. That's okay. The other thing is that there is no possible way that the FBI and the Secret Service, when they make their decisions, that there's not a person that puts the final okay onto those decisions, okay? Which is what both sides implied the other day and during these hearings, is that, well, you know, it's kind of a group, we discuss it and then we go and do it. Okay, no. You discuss things and then one person who's in charge says, that's the plan, go do it. Okay, you're not willing to throw that guy under the bus, but he needs to be fired. And if you don't have a system in place like that, then all of them should be fired because they all were complicit then. So figure it out. And the fact that they said they can't answer these questions because there's an investigation and blah, 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 blah. Bull.
That, right.
Absolute bull. You're done covering your ass. It's time to answer to the people.
Well, Cheadle took, was it 9 days? And then she had her hearing. And
She hadn't even been to the site.
She couldn't even reveal any details of anything after 9 days. And she still had her job. That's...
And she was allowed to retire or resign instead of being fired. So we'll be paying her benefits for the rest of our lives as, you know, the former president was almost shot. And the congressman was right that asked, somebody almost got shot. Don't you think that that would call for a protocol change? Like, you know, I mean, but, I know it's a minor event, but.
But if you notice, there was no looting. There was no riots.
Nobody burned anything
down.
Nothing
burned anything down. Businesses survived just because Republicans and we don't do that.
We don't.
That's not a thing that we do.
No. And
I'm very surprised that she. Well, actually, I'm not surprised that she didn't lose her job immediately just because.
He hasn't held nobody accountable this whole time.
Doesn't fire anybody.
He has held absolutely nobody accountable this entire time. I have one last thing to say. Because our time is almost up. Well, you know.
You go over your time limit every
single week. So please understand that if you are a Democrat, you have been deprived of one of the most important parts of the political process, which is you were not allowed to choose who you wanted to run for your president. You were told. That is the only way to put it. Like, that was taken away from you, okay? The Republicans, there were other people. There were, you know, we chose who we wanted to put on that ticket. You did not get that opportunity. And if any of you think that they didn't know that he should never have even thought about being on the ticket in this November, you're fooling yourselves. We've all been seeing it for way too many months. And those of us who have experience with people with dementia and those kind of related illnesses, we've been watching it for a lot longer than a year.
Again, this goes back to what I said earlier. People aren't stupid.
Right.
You know, you can't sit there and watch interviews with him or listen to him speak or watch him walk and be confused everywhere he goes, everything he says, yet... They've been telling America for 3 years, oh, he's fit. He's
perfectly
great.
Fine.
We're not dumb.
No.
We're not dumb.
No. And if I was on the other side of the aisle, I would be furious that I did not get to choose who was on that ticket
Democrats, in his place. They have zero respect for their base.
Democracy.
They have zero respect for their voters, for the process.
Right.
It's can't explain it. Can't explain it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like Winnie said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Okay? Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah.
You know, it really matters not what color your skin is. You need to be voting for the person who's going to do the best job that's going to have a positive effect on your life. You're not voting for any of these people to be your friends.
Well, this whole white dudes for Harris, like that's it's about, again, it's about their Democrats are making this election about race and they're making it about gender. I've been saying it for how long? They are obsessed with race and they are obsessed with gender.
Yep.
People on the other side of the aisle are not.
No. You know what we're obsessed with? America.
I just want to not go to the grocery store and spend $9 on eggs or whatever.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like I've said so many times, I don't know how like single moms and, you know, families with four or five kids that, you know, like it's I don't know how they're surviving.
And the people that refuse to admit
that there is a problem with what's happening now. I don't know what's, is it just pride? Is it ego? Is it they're just, they can't say, oh, we need the big bad orange man? I mean,
sadly, I think it's indifference.
We could go on for hours about this.
I know. See, this is why my show runs over all the time. It's because of stuff like this.
You can cut me off at any time.
Okay, you're cut off. Mike Mason, thank you for joining me this morning. I knew that we could trade some headlines. Yes, you can go. But I have to go, too.
Goodbye.
I have to go, too. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1. We'll see you next week.